Oh my gosh, a dog love is blind.
Look, let me show you pictures. Let me show you some pictures of him and the dog.
Someone with a bone?
No, that would be Bo. He barks a lot. No, look, he's a ladies' man already. That's for the dog part.
Oh, okay, Bo.
Oh my god.
I look like Lassie. They're like, Lassie?
He get the kids too.
The internet goes crazy. They're like, you do not look like Lassie.
Wow.
And Lassie's like, yeah, I can see it kind of.
I think I saw that one on TikTok.
We have similar mane.
It's just, you know, people try to be Frenchies. Me and they just can't. Look, I'm Lassie.
He get the Frenchies too. Okay. If it ain't foreign, it's boring.
All the dogs on dog TikTok are like, he literally said he looks like a Dalmatian. Yeah, he does not look like a Dalmatian from 100 Dalmatians.
That
Who
one?
Looks like a Dalmatian?
He doesn't.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie and I'm here with
Jasmine,
Brandon,
Samden.
That's a new name. I didn't know that was your full name.
Well, they were doing Mun, Nun, and I wanted to.
Because that's our actual names.
Oh.
American Dream.
I'm changing my name.
Keep your head up, kid.
Not to me. Not saying it to me.
You the one who just told me that thing. Yeah,
I know. I didn't like it being turned around. Like,
you got to curl up after
I'm
that.
Sorry,
I'm sorry,
Sam.
You can't recover from.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Done.
Sorry, Samden.
Thank you.
Samden. Wait, Jazz, you got to bring that closer to you.
Add it to the list of nicknames Sam got.
You
got
to eat that mic.
Test the mic. You do have
testing,
to eat the mic.
Testing.
You
gotta
eat
that mic.
Someone just takes you literal one day and is just like,
you're kidding.
It's a phrase.
It's a phrase. I take things literally.
They just look you directly in the eyes. They do
That's
it.
Something Claudia would do.
Claudia would never do that. Don't talk about Claudia
like
that.
Just throw strays at Claudia. That's something absolutely Claudia would do. Clip this and send it.
Claudia's gonna see that and be like, okay.
Okay.
She's gonna come with heat next time.
Okay, she always does.
Booked and busy.
Because when's the last time we had Jazz? It's been a long time.
Jazz
was she on this
has been on like a year. Because the last time she was on, it was at my house.
Yep.
Oh my
gosh. It's been a minute.
What's been going on with you, Jazz?
Well, I just been, you know, working. I just got accepted into law school. So I'm excited to be going to school in the fall for that. And
we're gonna be doing the fairies.
I've been a dog mommy, you know, all the things.
Bail us out, Jazz.
Period.
So first story from r/comfortlevelpod. I want my friend's daughter to be locked up. General advice.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Okay, so this is the one that we're starting it off with a little craziness. And they actually call out for lawyers, which that's not really the reason why I picked it, but I said, oh, well, then that makes sense.
That's weird.
All right, let's see.
Okay. And it's a little bit long. Over the past decade, I've heard awful stories from my friend, let's call her Cammy, age 65, and her daughter, Tammy, age 41. Tammy is the epitome of narcissism. I need help from lawyers, social workers, therapists, and fellow victims of narcissists to help Cammy see that going no contact is the only solution. I will get straight into the story. And this is the latest and worst situation that provides a great understanding of how harmful Tammy is to her parents' lives and those around her. Tammy called her mother at 2 a.m. in a very creepy manner, saying into the phone, "I don't know where the kids are. Have you seen them? I can't find them anywhere," slurring her words and omitting complete words. Tammy has two children, aged 4 and 7. Cammy understandably freaks out and wakes up her husband, John. They drive over to Tammy's house. And they're deeply concerned. Upon arrival, they find all the windows in the house and the car are open. They discover Tammy lying on the kitchen floor, talking to herself and acting drunk, a complete personality change that is unsettling. Cammy tries to get Tammy up and coherent enough to explain what is happening, while John checks the house to ensure that the kids are unharmed. The children are found huddled in a corner of one of the kids' rooms, visibly shaken. Unsure of what to do, Cammy suggests they take Tammy and the kids down to their own house so that she can calm Tammy down and get to the bottom of the situation. I will say, off topic, I think her picking Cammy and Tammy was one of her worst decisions.
Yes. Literally, because I'm actively trying to keep
up. So the mom is Cammy.
The mom
and
is
the
Cammy.
Daughter is Tammy. Upon returning to their house, while Cammy fetches water for Tammy and the kids, she discovers the door is locked. Panicked, Cammy tells Tammy, "Hey, we need to talk. This isn't okay. We need to know what's going on." Tammy starts yelling, moving furniture through the room, and they realize that she has barricaded the door. Despite their efforts to open the door slightly, Tammy continues to yell and even tries to comfort her kids amid the chaos. Tammy grabs her father, aggressively pulling hair and causing harm. The situation escalates as Tammy also attacks Cammy, grabbing her by the hair. Sadly, this is not the first time Tammy has assaulted her parents. Alarmed and panicked, they eventually remove the door hinges to gain access to the room, only to find an empty room. They hear the children scream from a closet, which turns out to be locked as well. They unhesitantly remove the hinges from the closet, with Tammy shouting, "Why are you doing this to me?" Cammy, in utter confusion, asks Tammy, "What is happening right now? No one is hurting you." Somehow, everyone eventually goes to bed. A few hours later, they're awakened by 6 squad cars calling John's full name on the intercom to come out. The police had to use the intercom as nobody answered the door. Initially hesitant to engage with the police for fear of further traumatizing the kids, it is revealed that Tammy had called her ex, claiming her parents were holding her hostage while she hid in the closet. Upon waking up, Tammy had no recollection of the earlier events. Despite Tammy's attempts to ensure her safety with the police, Tammy showed no empathy or remorse, mercilessly offering a casual apology to dismiss the incident. Feeling confused and bewildered, Cammy and John are left utterly lost. Tammy exploits her children to manipulate her parents, who have been passive and enabling of Tammy's repeated reckless behavior that only seems to escalate. Clearly, Tammy has deep-seated mental and behavioral issues, making her a threat to everyone around her, with a troubling criminal record to attest to this. Yet, Cammy remains indecisive about taking action, as they want to remain in their grandchildren's lives. My fear is that Tammy has placed her children's lives in danger, and if left unchecked, something much worse could happen. This is so confusing.
So when the police came...
Yeah, why are they doing that?
Like, they didn't, like, take anybody into custody or, like...
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think the fact that she just apologized, she's like,
it was an accident.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I don't even remember that happened.
And the police were like,
okay.
Okay. Get in the car.
See you guys. Goodbye.
That's crazy. They should have stuck around to investigate a little bit more, but I don't know. Tammy definitely does need to be checked, like the OP said, because, you know, she's putting her kids in danger. That's not cool. And she's assaulting her parents, who sound like they're older. Like, that's not cool. Like, grabbing her dad by the hair or whatever. Like,
and mom.
Yeah. No, she definitely needs to be checked. And if maybe the grandparents need to look into getting custody of the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, or the ex-husband, if he's not all the same stuff as her.
Yeah. Because I know we talked about before bringing in CPS. What do you guys think about bringing in CPS this time? Because I don't know if she's mentally stable enough to take care of these kids. She's making her kids fearful of people who are not living in her. I don't know how to say this without being like offensive. Like, I don't really know like the proper.
You gotta say it.
I was gonna say who aren't living in her reality, like
it's
her
not
world.
Yeah. So you're saying Cammy should do this, call CPS? Or you're saying OP
I think
should?
CPS, do you think CPS should be involved? Because I don't think Tammy is a fit mother at this point to have 2 kids that are under 10 years old.
Yeah, because I'm an advocate for, if CPS was doing what it actually said, like it was actually protecting children, I would 100% call CPS in those situations. It's just, I have a problem with the organization and... Not necessarily what its purpose is, but because there's so many bureaucratic things and they have to go through so much red tape that it ends up affecting the children more than in a negative way than it does positively. That's why I'm always hesitant to call it CPS. If I'm OP, I'm like talking to Cammy and like, if it's possible, can you take the children or yeah. someone else in the family that we can take the children, like Tammy?
Exactly. I think that would be the best.
Get yourself together.
Yeah, I think that would be like the best case scenario for somebody, like a family friend or a family member
right.
that is mentally stable and has the means to keep all the kids together. To take them in,
yeah.
you know, and even if it's Tammy. Just for a while yeah. while she goes to rehab, if it's drugs or like, you know, maybe she needs to go to a mental institution yeah. and just like, you know, get on some medication, do some treatment. I mean,
from your course of action, would it just be like under the table or would CPS still be involved? But just like the plan is to get them involved, but to go.
Well,
to-
yeah, because it always depends what Tammy's reaction to it is like. Tammy, especially if she's not even in the right mind to maybe even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would first try to go to Tammy, like, Tammy, this situation, you might not remember all of it, but I'm going to explain to you what happened. If we want the kids to be safe, it would be best if we take them out of your care and you go get yourself together. If she's resistant to that, then you do have to probably bring in legal things and probably bring in CPS. But you want to do it to a fact where the kids will go to someone that's loved, that loves them.
Yeah, that won't cause more trauma.
Right, just out into the system.
Yeah, because then they can get separated.
Yeah.
It can just open up a whole other can of worms.
But yeah, I think final thoughts on this story would be to definitely talk to a professional. Well, yeah. I guess
one we all think Tammy should get help.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
The one thing that it makes me sad is the fact that they live in such, this is their norm, that when Tammy was not only hitting them, but she had locked her kids in like her house and then eventually the closet, they just went to bed.
Oh yeah, that was weird when you read that. I was like, oh, did we miss something? They skipped over.
The police came because Tammy called the police and she switched up the story. Otherwise, they would have never called the police. Mm. That's just like a norm in their life, which is really, it really sucks that hearing, because I've never lived anything close to this, but understanding that people, when they deal with maybe like, I guess abuse, because they got physically abused or just something that you shouldn't be living with that is traumatic and that's just how your life is. It's really sad to see that that's just, they had no problem with that. They didn't call the police. Tammy called the police and she even lied about why she called the police. But yeah, definitely speak to a professional on the ways that you should go about it. But I definitely think, like Jazz said, if Tammy can get help, get her to get help, because I don't think the kids are safe with her.
Right.
Yeah. My one of my aunts has a neighbor that's, just from this one interaction, it sounds like her neighbor. But she's actually on meds. I think it is for DID. But like she'll like go like weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like it sucks because it doesn't get better. And it gets like it got so bad to the point she had random people living in the house with her and would forget that she told them that they could live there and wake up and would freak out, call the cops. The cops frequented over there so much to the point where like they don't take it seriously anymore. So I think that's another sad thing, because it's like this person's mentally unwell and like the system is not doing anything because they can't. But it's like,
because right, I mean, she has to want to help herself.
Yeah.
Until she actually like harms somebody or like commits a crime against somebody.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
There's
that's
nothing
really
they can do. But it's just it's tough because it's like she's.
But that's why you need like, you know, strong family and other people around you to like push you to get help and like pick up the slack when you go through things like that for the sake of your kids.
Yeah.
Because it definitely sucks for OP, because her friend is the one who, if she wants Tammy to get help and needs like a situation to be the catalyst for that. Tammy technically assaulted you and your husband that night, but you have to be the one, like you have to be the one to call the cops on your own daughter. And I also understand how that can be really troubling to think about. Even if they hurt you, you obviously like have love for this person and you're like, I don't want to be the one to have to do it. Cause I wonder if maybe there's a difference where you're like, okay, if you got in trouble on your own, yeah, you didn't treat me right, but it is what it is. I hope you're getting help, compared to being the one where like I have to call the police and tell them what you did to me, but you're my daughter.
So I understand.
I wonder if they have like some type of guilt, because I know some parents are like, I did stuff. I wasn't the best to you growing up. Mm-hmm. And that could be the result of why you're acting the way you are now. So I don't feel like I have the right to even parent you on this because of things that happened in the past. And some parents are living with guilt of their children's childhood. And so they won't do anything now because they're like, oh, it's my fault.
That very well could be the case. But if you don't want that to continue,
yeah,
you have to do something. Otherwise, it's going to continue. These kids are watching this stuff play out.
Yeah.
Like, and they're in toxic environments, in dangerous environments. Like,
and it's normalized for them.
Exactly. They're used to it. They're like,
oh yeah, they're like, okay. Grandparents are like, yeah,
mom's going crazy and hitting grandma and grandpa. I'm going to go upstairs and go to sleep. Like, that's sad. Right. Mm-hmm. That should not be normal for, you know, I don't know how old the kids are, but it doesn't matter. Like, they're still children.
And 4 and 7.
See?
Yeah.
No, that's, they're in such like crucial ages of like learning, learning things socially.
They're so moldable right now.
Exactly. Like, that's the age where you like copy like the people around you. Mm-hmm.
So this next story is, am I the asshole for breaking up with my boyfriend after he allegedly helped my drunk friend at the club? How helpful are you being?
Right. If he was just helping her like get to the car, then yeah. Like, that's
that's a good help. That's nice.
Right.
Help. He just drunk.
Being a gentleman.
What's bad help?
Helping him not be lonely.
Yeah.
Right. Helping satisfy her desires.
I'm like, I don't know how to put it, but yeah, that's a great
That's good. That's
helping her have a happy ending to the night. Yeah, that's a bad help.
Am I the asshole for breaking up with my boyfriend after he allegedly helped my drunk friend at a club? I'm not a clubbing kind of girl. My boyfriend loves clubbing a lot. I've gone to a few clubs with him, but I usually let him do his thing because it wasn't fun at all for me. My friend Alyssa is also a clubber. She's usually there like 4 to 5 times a week, which is crazy to me. So last weekend, I went over to my boyfriend's apartment and I found Alyssa sleeping in his bed with my boyfriend not in the apartment. I have a key to his apartment and was supposed to go over there at 11, but I was a bit early. When I woke her up, she told me it wasn't what it looked like. She said that she got really drunk and may have been drugged, and my boyfriend let her crash because the club was close to his apartment. My boyfriend came home, and he also scrambled to say that it wasn't what it looked like. He said they couldn't take her to the hospital because she couldn't afford it and she had drugs in her system.
Corroboration.
He swore that he slept on the couch. Honestly, they were tripping over themselves to explain that it wasn't what it seemed. I didn't believe them, so I broke up with my boyfriend. Now our friends are begging me to give this guy a second chance, saying my boyfriend was a good guy. Am I the asshole?
That's a good one.
That's some details I need to know. Was there evidence that he slept on the couch? If there was no pillow and blanket on the couch and the couch wasn't disheveled a little bit like somebody was sleeping there, then girl, you are 100% right.
Dating, you're like...
No, I'm serious.
What's this couch smell like? It don't smell like
No,
you.
Seriously. I don't see no indentations on this couch. Then, girl, you're right for breaking up with him.
This couch smell like night air, not people sleeping on the night air.
Listen, because girls, we know. We have intuition, and we know when something ain't adding up, okay? If that's really the situation, then it needs to make sense a little bit. Really, one side of the bed should be all messed up from her. If it's two sides of the bed messed up and she's not a crazy sleeper, you're out of there.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Another thing. Why didn't he say anything about it?
Exactly.
That's where I...
Communication.
I'm like, it could have been anything, but if I'm him, I would have texted him and I'm like, oh, yeah, your friend's coming.
Mm-hmm. No, literally. Probably would have called her like, hey, are you cool with this?
But actually, also, I would have made her sleep on the bed, or on the couch.
Yeah.
I think she should have slept on the couch.
Yeah, but I can kind of see, like, if he's, like, a for real gentleman, like,
yeah, I you can know, see that
like,
too.
I'm just going to sleep on the couch, you got the bed.
Because if you're sleeping on my bed, that is a text to my girlfriend. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey. Yeah, absolutely.
That's because, a call.
Yeah, I don't want to have a conversation later where... You're talking to your friend and you're like, man, your boyfriend's bed is so comfortable. Like,
Oh yeah, that'll get you slapped. But also, like, if I was the boyfriend, I might have called my girlfriend over there, like, hey, can you come help with your best friend? Like, and then me as a girlfriend, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'll be right there. Yeah, especially if it was something as serious as her possibly being drugged and you're not gonna go to the hospital.
Yeah, why didn't y'all tell
of course
nobody?
I'm gonna recruit my girlfriend, her best friend, to come over there and help out with the situation.
It's getting shady.
Yeah, the fact that nothing was said until she caught them.
Yeah, the girl is not the a-hole. Girl, you was probably spot on.
Yeah,
because he came back in, so he wasn't there when she got there. Where was he? Was he getting coffee and like a little toothbrush and toothpaste for her?
Like, how can you forget that somebody's just sleeping in your bed?
Yeah.
You know your girlfriend's coming over. The text should have been that night, the moment it happened. Mm-hmm. But you know your girlfriend's coming over.
On the
and
ride
you forget.
Home.
Yeah.
Hey, I got so-and-so in the car with me. I don't know what happened. She might have got drugged. Can you come over and help me out with this situation? Like... Nah, it's shady.
But then that's the only reason.
Or even
why
a text if she's sleeping, depending
cheating.
On how late it is.
Mm-hmm. Because he knew she was coming over the next day. So it's like, you would have to be so dumb to be like cheating. And
can
then...
we agree that a lot of people get caught cheating and are dumb, though? Like, can we agree that that's a thing?
Yeah, but I'm like, that's like another level. I can't agree. I agree.
You said, all right.
Because I agree with Jazz. I feel like sometimes people are a lot more dumb than you think.
Especially in the heat of the moment. Like, if it's like, you know.
You get caught up. You don't realize.
Exactly.
You don't have time to fix things
and
as quick
be
as
like,
you
like, oh, dang.
I feel like it's one thing to be bold, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, if he was genuinely not. There should never be a point in time where your girlfriend has to question anything. Like especially in something that severe where it's like you're telling me if you're in that scenario, it not one would have crossed your mind like, oh, she might not believe me.
Oh yeah, it would cross my mind. That's why I'm like, I know just from experiences with some of my friends and their boyfriends where the boyfriend wasn't cheating. But he made a series of dumb decisions that just looked bad. But we like found out like nothing was happening. You're like, some guys are just dumb.
Right, but does that not, I feel like
this
you still deserve
shady.
To
this...
be single. If you that dumb, why well, yeah, am I dating
that's
you?
True.
I'm about to attach myself to a stupid person?
Yeah.
Absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm breaking up with him because I'm like, I think this is fine. I don't think this is like crazy that she would jump to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, there are some dumb people, but yeah, maybe you don't want to date
yeah.
a dumb person.
If you that dumb, okay, you got it. Yeah. You need to figure some stuff out and get your mind right a little bit and then try dating somebody. And it probably won't be me.
And even the top comment says clubber and anti-clubber, bad mix.
Yeah.
Like even thinking about that, the different lifestyles.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's a clubber.
Yeah, too. He loves going to the club.
Wait,
yeah.
So that's like you going to a club on a Thursday? Like what?
You're she said the best friend. Yeah, 4 to 5 days a
got
week.
Got your girl
that
in
means
the
you
cut
do
and
go
she chooses
you
a
club
like,
full time at that point.
That's
not even
part time
clubbing. That's full. You better be a promoter. You better be getting walkthrough fees.
He's at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, just what's fun hoping. About that?
That's a $400 week. That's $100 a night.
I get the Jersey Shore. That was their job to do. But normal people like having a job and then going to the club every.
You better be working
day?
There. You better be pouring some shots or something.
You'd be a bottle girl or something.
Where are the bottle guys at? I get it. There's not really that much of a. There's not much of a.
I think you're right. There should be more bottle gentlemen.
There should be more bottle gentlemen.
Yeah.
But then let's call them bottle women. If we're going to say bottle gentlemen.
Bottle ladies.
Okay. Oh, bottle ladies. Bottle ladies and gentlemen here.
And the guys are like.
Chest pop. Toot,
poot, poot, poot. This is relationship advice from Comfort Level Pod. The toe crush when love hurts.
That sounds like a song, strangely.
The toe crush. Like you crush on a toe?
Mm-hmm.
Maddie wrote this. She loves her feet.
My feet?
You love feet.
I don't like getting stubbed toesies.
Yeah, we don't.
Ouch.
Oh, no. You and Hannah love showing your dogs off.
They're covered. My dogs are protected.
That's how y'all got so many subscribers. She out here doing side work.
The toe crush, when love hurts. I, 39 female, was standing in the kitchen island preparing dinner when my husband, 40 male, walks in from outside and, as usual, was completely unaware of his surroundings, stepping into my personal space and directly onto my little toe, completely crushing it, which caused quite a bit of pain. I cried out, first in pain, which did not cause him enough concern to move off of my toe, so I pushed him off and asked again, "Why don't you watch where you're going?" To which he looks down and chuckles, saying, "Did I step on your toe just now?" I stare at him blankly and I say, "Yes, again." For size comparison, my husband is 6'2 and weighs approximately 320 pounds. Deep. While I am 5'1 and weigh 170 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
He then turns to me, shaking his head, and loudly proclaims astonishingly, "Why aren't you wearing shoes?" As if I should be wearing shoes while preparing a meal in my kitchen for my family. He then says, "I mean, I'm not saying it's your fault. It's nobody's fault. But why aren't you wearing shoes?" I bit my tongue and looked away from him because my teenage boys were sitting in the same room and they don't need to witness yet another argument. But
another one.
Yeah, yet another.
But was this not my husband's fault? I mean, he came up to me in my personal space and stepped on my toe and then wants to point the finger at me for not wearing shoes. I don't feel like I should have to wear shoes in my own home while preparing dinner just to protect myself because my husband has a large belly and doesn't want to have to put an effort to look down around it while he's moving around the house. He then asked me, "Well, are you okay?" And I say, "Well, you crushed the shit out of my toe." I motioned down to my bright red pinky toe and said, "But sure." To which he chuckled and said, "Okay then," and continued about his business without so much of an apology. The truth is, this happens multiple times a week, whether it is being stepped on, kicked, an accidental hit from a hand slip, etc. He's got a massive body that he can't control, and every time he ultimately thinks it's funny that he caused me pain slash harm, and he rarely apologizes for it unless it happens to be real tears or depending on the witnesses that are present. I'm truly at my wit's end. I've never felt so invisible or insignificant in my entire life that I can literally be walked all over and then laughed at when I tell the person who's supposed to love me, "Ouch, that hurts."
Yeah, I'm glad she went into the rest because I'm like, this ain't about the toe. This
is right. The I know, especially as he talks about his belly,
way deeper than the toe.
But I mean, I would just say, I feel like you articulated yourself very well in that last paragraph. Mm-hmm. You know, it made me realize, you know, it's affecting your emotions. She's saying like, "I'm literally getting walked all over, like physically."
Actually, so walking on me. Right,
I would say just how you were able to, you know, express that in the last paragraph, you should definitely tell him that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That I feel like that's a great way to communicate how, you know, it's not just those little things. That's how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
And you express them very well. So good job.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, you definitely have examples of things that he's done in the past. Because I can see on one end, like, it happens once or twice. Like, if someone stepped on my toe, I'm like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if this is
because that's where I thought this was
this
going.
Is a pattern. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I'm like,
he's chill. Also
like, I don't care. But I'm like, if this is a pattern that's happening over and over, like.
And then the size difference. Yeah, like,
boy, you big and this chick tiny. Mm-hmm. You got to watch where your big body's going. And as a person that, who's, like, a taller than average person, you know,
not the height reveal. He's not a short king.
Are you trying to flex on us right now? God. Okay, flex. Well, Sam,
like,
flex.
I only date people who are like at least 5 or 6 inches shorter than me to feel powerful, to feel strong. I have to be mindful. I'm like, you're little. That I can't. I'm bigger than. It does hurt when something happens when I do something to you. It does hurt more because you're smaller. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, that's why you, like, pull back things you're doing because you can hurt the person physically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, that's a big, that's like, I'm not that much bigger than these women, but I'm like, you're bigger than, she's 5'1", you're 6'2", and you're 300 some pounds.
And she's 170.
Yeah, that's.
Or 130.
That's a difference.
You could kill this woman. It's
not, on accident.
Yes.
Yeah, 170,
and
yeah.
You're joking around and like,
because he probably, I mean, if she hasn't had a conversation with him like this before with how, you know, it really, really hurt. Okay.
No, I get what you're saying, Jazz. People don't really understand sometimes how much space they take up in the world. And yeah. If OP, I definitely do not. I think general advice about OP, I think your husband is not appreciating you, and in that way specifically, where he's taking up space and he thinks it's funny and you're genuinely getting hurt. I think definitely take Jazz's advice where she was like, bring it up. The only thing that I worry about, though, is if he's one of those type of guys where he's like, give me an example.
Well,
tell
she
me.
Just gave us an example.
Well,
and she expressed, well, she expressed examples. It
not all that. The time. Like, this would happen with her where like he would do something. I'm gonna have to cut this out, but he would do something that would upset me, make me cry, make me upset, and then I would just move on because that was my life. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, like when like I would still be upset, he's like, well, what did I do? And I would be like, I'll be like, I'm not talking to you anymore, because it's been years of it being like that. I'm not gonna talk to you anymore. And he'll be like, name an example. I'm like, well, this happened this day. Mm-hmm. And he was like, name another example. Like, he just wants more. So I worry that OP's husband might be the same way of like, oh, come on, that was one time. Like, you act like I do it all the time. Even if she says three times a week.
I would be worried about that if she didn't describe it so well, and like how situations like that have made her feel. Like, in there, use that as a guideline. If you don't know what to say, use what you wrote, because I feel like you articulated yourself very well. And that's it.
Well, I actually get what Maddie's saying, because I think about,
man, people do ask that.
Yeah, being in relationships where, because women are conditioned to not say anything, and to not, like, if they're feeling comfortable by littler things, smaller things, that they won't say anything. And then all of a sudden, at a point, they're like, you did this, you did this. And they're blowing up. But for them, it's been a long period of time that they've been stuffing this in, and then they release it. To the person, the partner, they're like, oh, I thought it was nothing because you never said anything. So I do think, agree with Jasmine, you do need to say this, but you also need to be more comfortable saying it at the time.
Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's stuff that, hey, most people in relationships have to work through,
to do,
too.
Yeah. Because you're like, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. But you're like, what is?
But it is starting to be a big deal for me.
And the fact that it's little things, it became a big deal. It wouldn't be a big deal if it was happening once a year, once a month or so.
Mm-hmm. It's
but
a combination.
It's happening so much
things.
That it is becoming a big deal.
Yeah, because it's also his reaction that's making it a big deal.
Yeah, that sucks that his reaction is that way, where it turns into an argument, because he'll continually. What do you do when your partner constantly belittles you? Like, that's what's happening is she said it in the moment. She did call it out. She said, ow. That hurt me. And he was like, that hurt you.
Yeah, but okay, I kind of get, okay, I can kind of act like him, though, in like certain situations. That's why I was like, you really have to like tell me, like, this is affecting me emotionally, or like it makes me feel like you're walking all over me physically. That'll be like, oh man, like, I don't want you to feel like that. But like,
if it was an accident,
it's an accident.
And it's bright red.
A lot of bigger people, you don't realize your own strength. And, you know, then they bring it up. It's like, oh, my bad. Like, because it kind of seems like a stub on the toe kind of thing, like in the moment.
A stub toe hurts so bad, though.
I know, but that's what it seems. You don't get mad at, well, maybe you do get mad at the wall.
I'm mad if I get a stub toe, I tell you that. If someone stepped on my toe fully, squarely on my
I mean, if they have a conversation, I feel like they'll both be able to recognize some things that they can do better in the future, and to better treat each other. He can learn how to treat her, you know, like a dainty little flower.
Mm-hmm.
I would say she should show the post too.
Yeah.
Because he's very conscious about when he does it in front of other people.
That was interesting.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, I forgot about
for
that.
Others?
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's like,
I forgot
well,
about that.
Hey, this is what people are saying just based on the outside in.
Because it's not just a toe. She was saying it was like, it was also
like
slaps.
Randomly hitting her on accident and stuff like that.
She was saying it would be, he's randomly kicked her too. Like, I don't know if that makes a difference. If like you randomly, how often are you randomly kicking somebody?
I mean, with that size difference.
Wait, hold on, guys.
With that size difference,
let me.
I'd be getting my shins be like.
Let me read you this comment, okay? Because this is kind of interesting. So somebody says, does your husband get in trouble at work for hurting his colleagues because he can't control his body? Does he do this to all of his friends? Does he do this to your kids? To be clear, I agree that he does have the ability to control his body, and he most likely has been the same height or had the same limbs, etc., for over half of his life. Even assuming some amount of clumsiness, his lack of apology is very telling, especially as you state it depends on if there are witnesses. The questions are to give you some evidence, even if it only for yourself. to help you see he isn't just clumsy, and to hopefully help you from second guessing yourself again.
That's true.
So I thought that was a good comment. He's not doing it to his colleagues. He's not doing his. It's doing it to his wife,
like family members.
Yes.
Well, let's let OP answer. Did OP answer?
OP didn't answer.
Maybe OP, he is clumsy. He could be beating
OP's husband. This is from 4 days ago. So.
Okay.
Where's OP's mom? Was he randomly hurting you when you were growing up, when he was going through growth spurts and stuff, and when you really can't control your limbs? Like, or you have to like catch up to like the growth of your limbs.
Yeah.
So I feel like I definitely agree with that one comment.
Yeah, I like that comment.
Mm-mm.
Well, because I've had
it's fishy.
I had a relationship where we liked to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was smaller than me, so it's like you can't do like real wrestling. It's like kind of wrestling, but not real.
Yeah.
This would be that one moment where you're like, ow! You're like, oh no, I didn't mean.
Like body slammer.
And then she's like, oh, why did you do that? I'm like, we were wrestling. I thought this is what we were doing. And then I went a little bit stronger, and then you get hurt, and then I'm like, oh.
This is very relatable because I know that me and Brandon do that sometimes too.
Oh my gosh. No, and I have to restrain so much.
Yeah, Brandon.
She'll like go like full 100. I'm like,
yes,
like,
they always go
I have
forward.
To. So you're going to move I forward. Have to.
Because I'm like, you're actually hurting me. So I get mad and then I'm like, so then I RKO
okay,
you.
I'm sorry. I literally have siblings. My brother, like, I have to fight. I had to fight my brother. So yeah, I'm going to go as hard as possible.
Not
so you
all
leave
my life
me alone.
I had to fight.
All my life. I had to fight my dad. I had to fight my brother.
I'm like, it's going like
long,
10%. And
a
she's
long
just over
time
here just like,
coming.
Toss me across the room.
From
I'm like,
the top rope.
I'm like chill, like, and then it's like I can't do like my moves because it's like if I do it, I know the second I go 11
because I have got
why'd you do
ow,
that
stop
or the second I try to like, you know, just like restrain, she'll like throw herself into the wall. So it's like, bro, I'm literally trying to defend myself because you're going 100.
Nothing
I'm a deadly
a
combination
doing, girlfriends are doing that, they're like, they'll do the thing, you're like, oh, I'm bleeding. And then you go like, ugh. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Blood pouring from your mouth.
She's like, falls through the wall. It's like, bro, I literally went like this. She's like, oh. Doing backflips. It's like, bro.
Because I'm trying to add for effect, and then I do end up hurting myself. And then I'm like, we can't do this
can't
anymore.
Do
and I'm like, I didn't want to do it,
it was
in the first
your
place.
Idea.
I know you were going to
do
this.
I know it was my idea. I'm done.
Okay.
Stop, seriously.
But help. Then 2 weeks later, they're like, you want to? I'm like, no,
we
don't
I'm
remember.
Like, hey.
I'm in the arm cast. Yeah. I'm in the arm
you
cast because of you.
Get him, Tiger.
Come here, champ. Fall asleep.
Put me in a Nelson.
I'm like, chick, you're strong. Chill out.
Please.
That's how it goes.
Be over there fighting for my life.
But really, that's how you turn into an ex-wife. Like
this
next story.
I couldn't look over.
Ex-rife.
Ex-rife. Yeah, you made me think of Matt Rife.
I know. I was like, what's a rife?
Ex-rife.
Like, I do not remember that word.
It was Matt Rife's former partner.
That
yeah, you're
E&X.
An ex-rife. AKA Brooke from the canceled podcast, Tana's friend.
Oh, that he dated her?
Yeah. They talk about her, him and her a lot. Matt Rife, he's a comedian.
I never watched it.
Am I the asshole for choosing my girlfriend over my ex-wife and my son? I, 55 male, and my girlfriend of 3 years is 40 female. My ex-wife and I divorced 4.5 years ago, and she hasn't quite got over it. She divorced me for her coworker. She was abusive, and we fought all the time. Anyway, when the relationship failed, she started being nice to me. I have a 15-year-old son named Sean. We have a great relationship. His mother and I are starting to co-parent better. Here's the issue. His mother can't stand the fact that I'm in a relationship and she's no longer seeing her coworker. She can't seem to keep a boyfriend right now. She's quite difficult to be with. She hates my girlfriend, and therefore Sean and my girlfriend do not have a relationship, as Sean does whatever his mother says. I've tried talking with Sean. He somewhat is like his mother. My girlfriend will not force a relationship. She says if someone doesn't want to be a part of her life, then she doesn't need them. I have to agree, as my son and my ex-wife have been unfair to her. Now, this past week, I've been out of town for work. I already informed my ex and my son that I wouldn't be around. My girlfriend decided to take some time this week to do things she wanted to do around the house, some repairs and decorating. My ex called me to tell me that she met someone and wanted to know if Sean can stay at my house while she spends the weekend with this guy. I told her that Sean is perfectly capable of staying home at their house by himself. She said that she doesn't want him alone and that he is scared in case something happens. She insisted that she will drop him off at my house. I told her that my girlfriend is not going to watch him and she's not obligated to watch someone who's treated her like shit for the entire time we've been together, and that Sean can stay home at his house. My girlfriend has tried in the past to have a relationship with them both, and they have both refused, so that ship has sailed, unless my girlfriend really wants to, which at this point, I just say no because we all know that they're just using her, and I'm not allowing that. My ex-wife says that I'm choosing my girlfriend over my son, which I don't feel that I am. I feel that I'm choosing to teach my son that listening to his mother and acting like her will cause him to face consequences down the road. I even talked to my girlfriend, and she says that she doesn't feel comfortable being at home with a 15-year-old that practically hated her, and it just be the two of them, knowing how he and his mother can be. She said if things were different and they had a great relationship, she wouldn't mind, but not this way. I support her, and I don't want her to feel uncomfortable either. My son comes over every other weekend, and this isn't even our weekend either, so you all tell me. Am I the asshole for choosing my girlfriend over my ex-wife and son? I don't think so.
I'm on the fence.
I don't think so, just because like he has tried to like foster a relationship between the two, and it's not his fault that his wife was the one who left him and now she's bitter because he's seemingly in a happy lasting relationship and she's not, and she's projecting that onto the son. I would say that the mom or ex-wife sounds very toxic. So I don't think he's the a-hole for being like, no, that's my girlfriend. Like, it's not our weekend. And you guys are literally only doing this because you probably just want to have a, no ditty, but you want to have a freak off at your house with your
new. She just met this man and she's trying to go on a weekend away with somebody else.
Which
she's
is trying irresponsible, to drop her kid off. Which is irresponsible as a mother. And then you're
hey, don't, projecting. I ain't doing that. Hey, if you want to get your freak on, get your freak on.
No, but you're trying to make it seem like, oh, I want him to go over to the girlfriend. Just
he was too into this point. He said,
no,
sorry.
I think that's why I'm on the fence, because I think I totally get his point about protecting his girlfriend, because they have tried and there's nothing. It's been bad what their attempts they've been trying to do. But on the other side, I'm like, if the girlfriend wasn't involved, I'm like, it's still your son. This is your 15-year-old son. You only get weekends. I think I'm putting on those weekend dads who are like, well, I got my time. I spend my 2 days. I'm like, your kids are there 100%. They're alive all of the time.
But he's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there.
I know that's the only part where I'm on the fence. I'm like, okay, I get it. But I'm like, dads who are like, I'm a great dad. I'm every week. And I'm like, that's not a great dad. You should be wanting to spend as much time. But the fact that it would just be the girlfriend, that's where I'm like, okay, I get you protecting your girlfriend. But I'm kind of pushing back on this good dad thing. Talking so much crap about your 15-year-old son who's literally just a product of his mother. This has nothing to do. Maybe you should be spending more time with him so he's not getting so much energy from her. Maybe you should step up more.
I don't feel like he would. I mean, at least to me, I don't really feel like he was talking that much crap. He just said that his son was mistreating. Yeah, because he was listening to what the mom was saying. So he was mistreating the girlfriend. But that's the only thing he's said about.
But he's also a kid. So he is only going to act like.
He's impressionable.
He's going to act like his influences are.
Which is, yeah, which is fine.
I don't think the dad
fine,
is saying that that's like, I don't know.
I don't really think he was talking negatively. Here's why I'm not on the fence, though.
He's
is
just
because
pointing it out.
She's trying to send her son to the dad's house. The dad's not there. So it's the same thing as the mom not being there and him just staying at the mom's house. Because it's not like the mom's trying to do her thing at the house. They're going away somewhere to do their thing. So she can have her free weekend to get her diddlies diddled. Okay.
I want to protect single moms.
The diddlers diddling the diddles.
Let them get their diddlies diddled.
And that's happening. So the son, he's going to a house without a parent no matter what for the weekend. He's by himself. So why would he even want to be with some person he doesn't like either?
Right. Yeah.
Because in a way, even though it is the dad's house, I just see it as if like you're going to your dad's girlfriend's for the weekend so she can watch you? Like, no. That's not a choice that the mom gets to make. That's a choice that the dad doesn't even get to fully make. That's a choice that the right. girlfriend has to make first.
Yeah.
Because she's the one who's going to be watching this minor mm-hmm. for a few days. So if she says no, even if it's at the dad's house, I feel like that's where it's like, okay, no.
Yeah.
Right. Especially after failed attempts at making a relationship.
Yeah.
Because of toxic BS.
And I'm not saying I don't see your point about how he probably is upset about the son.
Dads. Yeah, I'm seeing bad dads everywhere.
So. He's a
dang.
Sam, who your dad?
Who's my dad?
Please, no.
Where is he?
Sam, you gotta chill out, bro.
Uh-oh.
Where is he?
Oh.
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 Okay. Here
Huzzah.
He is.
He's here.
Huzzah!
My arm.
So yeah, I don't think he's the asshole.
I get your guys' side. Yeah,
I see where you're coming from, yeah. though. A little bit of skepticism. Mm-hmm. Always got to have a healthy amount of that. In
I think
there.
So.
Especially I see in these stories. It seems both sides.
Say it again.
I see both sides.
No, we do it like a little bit after he. Does.
Oh,
I see both sides.
There That's we go. That was it. Yeah.
But
it's gonna be hard. Did you see the panic in Maddie's eyes when she was like,
wait.
Do it again?
It's so weird. Yeah, I usually don't have a story where I agree with both, like you, what you're saying, and then what you guys are saying. I literally see them as equal, but at the same time, I feel like this is such a, like a lot of these stories we don't have any skin in the game in, but this one is, it's different because it's like, it's not like he's like 7 where it's like, he does need somebody.
Right. He's 15.
He's 15. So it's like at a certain point too, shouldn't it be up to him? Like,
why shouldn't it even be a conversation? Stay at the house, bro. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
But if you're driving home this whole thing of like, he doesn't like my girlfriend, like that whole standpoint, there's this book I'm actually reading. Oh. And in the book, it talks about 4 freedoms to living like a better life. Mm-hmm. And it's freedom of money, purpose, freedom of something else, and relationship. And he was talking about how some people can be upset. You can't be upset when someone knows the owner and gets promoted because they have the freedom of a relationship. When you have relationships in certain aspects of your life, you free up certain opportunities. So it's like, in that instance, if he really wanted to go there, just because he hasn't built that freedom of relationship with OP's girlfriend, he doesn't have that choice, which makes it more complicated.
Yeah,
I think that's something that he should try to at least emphasize a point on, like, hey, I mean, you don't like my girlfriend, sure. What?
Her stomach was growling.
And I hope the mic is not picking it up.
You guys heard mine been growling this whole episode.
Oh, no, I haven't heard it. So we good.
I don't even know if mine been growling. It's been like, think about rumble. Wings the whole time. But yeah, it's like just emphasizing that point of like, hey, like, just a little food for thought. Learn to manage your relationships because your mom didn't. And we're in the position we're at now where something that should be this simple is not.
That's good, Brandon.
I actually do love that.
That's actually really good. Mm-hmm. And it brings accountability to the situation.
Yeah.
I like. Okay.
So that was your.
Seeing both sides.
Very good, Maddie. Very good. Yeah, because it does mean like we do get advantages and in our lives because of how we treat people. Like we treat certain people that we can rely on them for certain things because we treated them a certain way or we built a relationship. That is good.
Yeah.
/ am I overreacting? So it's a new subreddit.
We never done this one.
It's a new
hit
one.
Hit the something off.
You can't.
I found a phone recording me in my closet.
Oh.
You're not overreacting, no.
What?
You can't have anything recording.
That you don't consent to.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, if you found it, that's bad. You didn't know it was there. That means you found it.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I-20 female, always change in my closet. Yesterday, I woke up, took a shower, and came back to my room to change in my clothes. Typically, I'll bring clothes into the bathroom on shower days, but not yesterday, apparently. So anyway, I went back in and I reached for something on the ground and I saw a phone in between my stuffed animals. I pick it up and saw that it had been recording for at least 14 plus minutes. I had only been in the closet for a minute at this point, so it was set up right after I went to go take a shower. I freaked out and brought it to my mom because lo and behold, this was my 40 male stepdad's phone.
Oh my God.
I have no idea why he would do this. He's been in my life since I was really little, like 8. Whoa. So I'm really confused right now. He's always tried to act like my father, asking me to call him dad, and in the past few years, hugging me. My mom took my side and asked him to stay somewhere else while everything was being figured out.
Yeah.
My mother and his mother are thinking it might have to do something with his alcoholism. He drinks every night and maybe postpartum depression, and he blacked out or something, but I have no idea. I reviewed the video yesterday and you can see him come into my closet, put it in between my stuffed animals, and then move them a little so they hide the phone, not well enough, thankfully. And then even move one of my jackets so it doesn't block the view, so he can get a perfect video. When my mom confronted him, she said he looked genuinely shocked and confused, as if he didn't remember doing this. With blackouts, you can forget events, but I don't know. I just feel like he didn't black out. I mean, maybe, but it just seems way too easy for him to get out of it like that. He said something about me needing to report him to the police. My mom took that as him being blacked out and doing something he would have never done. But I took this as him being guilty as fuck and a master manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so violated right now. Ooh. You know, in those games where you get to pick what you do and then at the end you have the option to go back and see what you could what could have happened?
Yeah.
I wish I could do one of those right now because I'm so confused. If he truly blacked out, what was he going to do about his phone? Would he have remembered it or what would have happened? I also feel bad because he's the father of my little brothers and my mother's husband. But at the same time, who the fuck does this? She asked me if I thought I could ever forgive him if he got help. And at first, in shock, I said, maybe. But after thinking about it, seeing the video, my mom sent it to her phone, and sleeping on it today, I don't think I can. My mom is having me see a counselor slash therapist to talk to me about it. So mm-hmm. I guess that's good. I'm thinking of taking time off work because this is really turning my world upside down.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And then top comment, this is not creepy. It's criminal. Blackouts do not excuse this type of behavior. Primarily because memory loss or not, he's taking this action. 99% of dads out there can get blackout drunk without committing sex crimes against their daughter.
That's why I'm like, that's a weak excuse.
I place the camera in a perfect position and like move stuff away so I can get a view. Oh man, I was blacked out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Mm-mm. No, I'm so sorry you had to experience that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That would mean he was drunk while doing it.
Well, I guess he was. Right? He's not saying he was drunk. He's just saying he
blacked out when he went in the room to set up the camera. Yeah. And then he was going to have to black out again to go get the camera.
BS.
Like in this fugue state, you remember. Like you're a creep.
You did that on purpose. You didn't think you would get caught. You're trying to play on the mom's emotions. And no, you're sick. Like, and then like him saying like, oh, well, you should call the police.
Sir. I'll do it.
You're right.
I'll do it right now.
Like, that's sick. Because
even if I'm taking your blackout state, like you were blacked out, I'm like, then whatever this other part of you is creepy.
Exactly.
I don't want to be around if that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I think the whole you should call the police was like one of those manipulation tactics where it's like.
He tried to do our reverse psychology. Yeah. And he
really did.
And I'm like, I will. I'll call your bluff. We'll call him right now.
I think it's really good that you're going through therapy to work through the emotions from that because, you know, that can be a lot to unpack and just, you know, really understand like an experience like that with somebody that you were starting to trust and, you know, so I'm glad you're going to therapy and I hope, you know, you are able to find the tools to help you navigate through this because that's not an easy thing to realize, especially when it's somebody you want to think the best of and you don't want to think that they would do something so creepy.
Somebody who you're supposed to feel safe around.
Exactly. Right.
And you find them doing predatory things to you. And you now have so many questions because this could have been the first time, but it probably wasn't.
Right.
Ooh. So how many times was he recording you? How long has he been doing this? How long has he been thinking about you in this way? He's known you since you were 8.
Especially since she gets dressed in the closet usually.
He knows that about her.
Yeah.
Like, how many videos does this man have of his 20-year-old child, his child, that he says call me dad? They just established hugging within the past few years. Like, her half brother, that's the dad. This man, this is like stuff like this where I'm like, this is so like fucked up, because how does this man leave your life? Like, you have to go no contact with him and potentially certain parts of your family, because unless they're all willing to go no contact with this man, like, what do you do? And then how are the protocols of having like a predator like that in your family? Because obviously, even from what like we've talked about before, most likely some people are still going to talk to him.
Oh, 1,000%. Mm-hmm.
And like, your brother, that's his dad, is your mom, like, what's your mom going to do? Because she's now asking you, are you willing to forgive him? Because I'm willing to potentially forgive and forget. Like, and I feel like there's just so much. It just happened. Like, I screenshotted this when it was like 21 hours ago, and that was last night. So it was very new.
Yeah.
And like, just the shock that the mom must be feeling, like,
betrayal.
She really did describe it the best. Her world is turned upside down.
It is. And this is it, this is even worse too, because there's families where there's more heinous things going on. There's like sexual assault and like actual physical things happening.
And they just don't talk about
it. Yeah, and they don't talk about it, and they just move on. So I'm like, this is like lighter, but it's still something very egregious. It's something very bad.
Right.
I can definitely see families like, it was just a misunderstanding, or they'll buy the blackout thing, or they're like, even they're like, it is creepy, but he didn't do anything bad, so just move on.
And then nobody will take stuff serious until they actually end up like really, really hurting somebody, and then they actually have to go to jail because you're just so heinous now. But it really could have been stopped when you were just taking videos of people while they're getting dressed, but nobody wanted to talk about it then. So, but there's going to be more and bolder.
They get like victims. More like, oh, I get face no consequences,
right? Because
like,
you're already bold enough to put the camera in there. You don't even care that your face is in it. Like, of you putting it in there.
He didn't expect her to see.
I feel like he's probably done it like a lot of times before and got comfortable, and that's how he got caught.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
So
but.
Like, the mom, like, get divorced from this guy.
Yeah.
Like, but then she has a kid with him too, so you're gonna have to deal with him no matter what you do.
Or I should think, but I know people, you should treat relationships different, like if it's your family stuff, but I'm like, if it was a stranger, you would call the police. Like, I feel like the same thing needs to be done.
Yeah. My engagement with my partner is ruined because of a ring.
Oh, I hate the rings.
It's always the rings.
I hate ring talk, man.
My engagement ring with my partner is ruined because of a ring. My male 28 partner, female 27, and I have been together for 3 years. We both loved each other since the very beginning. She has brought up the topic of marriage for a while, and so I decided to propose to her last month in Korea, where she grew up. I custom made the gold ring with a ruby and 3 diamonds on each side.
Ooh.
But I asked my parents to make it with their regular jeweler shop they've been going to for a while out of town. I also organized a professional photographer and then asked her to marry me in a traditional Korean village.
Let's go.
She said yes, and everything went very smoothly, except that the ring was too big. She stayed a bit longer in Korea while I returned home for work. She went with her parents to a jewelry shop the following week and asked the ring to be made smaller. The issue started when the shop attendant said the whole ring was fake. The gold, the rubies, and the diamonds. I paid $1,500 for the ring. Not a crazy amount, but I thought it was a pretty ring. She went to 4 different shops, and everyone said pretty much the same thing.
Whoa.
One shop valued the ring at only $30 to $40. My partner and her mom were understanding at first, saying that we wouldn't have known. When she came back from Korea and told me that her parents were very upset about the ring and my parents because they made the ring and only valued her at $30. They refused to meet my parents, which was initially organized for the end of the year. Her mom said that it would be better if I admitted about the fake ring with a view of buying a proper one in the future. These implied that we gave her a fake ring on purpose. My parents were very upset and told me that they won't bless our marriage. Question is the ring really the problem here? I'm not sure how to move forward. I never knew a ring could potentially break up a 3-year-long relationship. Edit, none of us knew it was fake. Only a few days ago, I tested it with an x-ray gun at a pawn shop. The gold is real. Not sure about the ruby and the diamonds. If anyone is curious about how the ring looks, there's an image.
Oh, yeah, I want to see it.
It okay. sounds like a pretty ring.
To go back to it.
Pretty Ricky.
Because I did not take a picture of the wing.
Aw, I like it.
I want to see it.
It's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's a pretty ring.
Couldn't be me.
Sorry, Jazz.
That's okay.
I feel like I have to harp on it every time we have an engagement ring. The engagement ring is a marketing campaign that was created 120 years ago. Mm. It's not a real thing. It's not based in anything. They came up with it to sell more diamonds, and now we do it as a practice. So being angry about a marketing campaign thing is crazy to me.
And aren't a lot of the diamonds like immorally created?
Yeah, blood diamonds. Yeah, I watched a documentary about that. It's sad.
I watched a non-documentary Leo DiCaprio movie about it, and it was pretty sad.
It was basically
too.
A documentary.
Yeah.
But I think the situation really got escalated with her parents being mad about the ring.
Is she mad about it?
It sounds like she...
They're talking about the parents.
It sounds like she's like maybe mad about it. I mean, I can't really tell how she feels about it from that.
Sounds like maybe she's more like embarrassed. Like,
yeah.
Like her parents are mad and maybe she's embarrassed because she's like, you got me a fake ring. That was... Yeah. And imagine having your parents in your ear being like, wow, he only got you a ring that was worth $30.
Because I mean, that would make me feel some type of way. Like if my parents are looking some type of way, I'm like, Yeah, I can see like why that would make it like a bigger situation than what it needs to be, more than like if a friend was questioning it, girl, whatever, I got a ring. But my parents, they're like, dang, like I don't feel like this is the quality that you should have gotten, you know, especially with girls. Normally your parents, you know, special little angel. So I don't know.
She's worth more than $30-$40.
Yeah, she's worth some real rubies. But also, I feel like he should just be like, hey, like, I'm so sorry. I did not know that this is how the ring was going to be. Like, I thought that I was buying a legitimate ring. And
he's embarrassed now.
Yeah. And I feel like he should just explain, like, I wasn't intentionally trying to give your daughter a cheaper ring. Like, I don't know. And if they're not understanding of that, then that's what it is. But
if this is real, he got scammed. He paid $1,500 and it's $30.
That's crazy. And the wedding's off.
Console me, please.
But then also, he said he got it tested and the gold was real. So how did four other jewelers say that it's not real? Is maybe it's gold plated and not gold all the way through?
So there was a few more edits, and then I'll just go to the next one. I've apologized multiple times and showed them the receipt. We're both Asians. Family plays a big role in our marriage. The update is tested it in a lab and it's a natural ruby from Burma. They can guarantee the result and can offer an insurance letter. They said that there is a natural crack in the ruby and natural inclusion. Probably a jewelry expert can shed some light on what that means. Unfortunately, because the ring is now genuine, my parents are more upset about the accusation. On the other hand, my fiance's parents don't really trust the result. This is a major trust issue. We decided to let settle things before we discuss the intention of staying together and getting married. Question, any suggestion on how to approach the situation? Man,
you're spending money to get this verified. Like, this is so serious.
The ring is costs more than it does now.
I know. And I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, maybe just really, really make up for it with a wedding ring and maybe involve her parents in picking it out. I don't know. Like, I don't know how you would navigate this situation.
But I think that's interesting, though, is why were the people in Korea saying it was fake? Because it wasn't fake. Do you think it was the actual people? Do you think they actually tested it 4 times in Korea? Or for some reason, the parents were lying? Because people end up going on to talk about in the comments of, it just sounds like her parents were never going to approve of you, and so they created this.
That does
the four
seem
times
like
does sound like a big number.
Yeah.
It's like you went to one, and they were like, "Yeah, this is fake," and they're like, "Well, to make it more believable, like we went to 4 people, and they all said the same thing."
And then for them to be so mad about it, as if he intentionally like got a $30 ring.
Wait, was she there? Was his fiance there at all the shops? Because I'm like, or is she a part of this?
I don't know that. I would think it was just the parents testing it out, but it also makes sense because why would she take the ring off?
Right.
But yeah, that means maybe the fiance is in on it then, because what happens when he literally just proved that it's real?
And they're like, yeah, we don't believe. You're like, what do I do then? I told you this is the proof.
And then, yeah, I would be upset as the parents, his parents, of like, you just accused us of giving your daughter a fake ring, my son. Like, how disrespectful is that?
I would say as long as...
Yeah, for recommending the place.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
You got me in this whole mess.
Like, yeah. It wasn't me. And they're like,
they chose it.
And then they're mad at you for accusing them. You're like, oh, no.
Nar.
Cleo, nar.
Nar. Blue,
Okay, final latest update is 3 weeks ago, we decided to take a month's break. I know taking a break is pretty much a breakup, but I said yes. I asked her today if she had spoken to her parents about the ring and about us in general. To this date, she hasn't. I've been fighting very often with my parents to defend her. My parents also got more upset when they learned that she hasn't spoken to her parents at all. I asked her why, and she said that at this stage, she's very happy being alone because she doesn't have to worry about our relationship. And so I ended it. I feel like I've been fighting this battle on my own. I've had a few relationships and breakups in the past, but this time it really crushes me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're about to get married, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is sad, but I feel like you're making the right decision by just walking away because, you don't deserve to be treated like that for something that you weren't intending, to be that way. So you'll heal.
Yeah, I mean, you got freaking caught up in it. Mm-hmm. You literally were doing everything you were trying to do, and then she or her parents brought the bump up in the road, and then she became happy with the bump in the road, and now
right.
Yeah. So she wasn't meant for
it's
you.
It's best to move on.
It was
going to
be an uphill battle the whole time.
Yeah,
especially
be an uphill battle. Lord, I want to make it move. Sometimes we're going to have to choose.
Guys, should we go get some Wingstop? Yeah. Because I got to say my hunger's on the other side of the wings. So I think it's time we say goodbye.
Oh. Okay.
We have a minute left in this timer. And I think it's time we hit the road.
Goodbye. Yeah. Bye. Adios.
We just say goodbye quickly because we've been recording for 3 hours. But thank you, Jazz, for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys. I had so much fun.
To the podcast. Jazz is
return,
back in the
return.
Hey, I had so much fun, you guys. Years.
Yeah. Hopefully sometime next month or the next 2 months. And then we'll have to talk about our Wingstop experience. And hopefully it was a good one. So,
will Sam try lemon pepper hot?
If
Sam
gets it, I'm not getting it for me.
Find out on the next episode of the Comfort Level Podcast featuring Jasmine.
Let me get a piece. That's the only way.
Bye,
yeah,
guys.
Of course, I'm going to get some for you.
See you around. We're going to get wings now.
And just like some heavenly buns, and then you just go in and then you grab this burger, and it's just like this great nice burger, and then you grab the burger, and then you turn around and there's like a whole sauce assortment, and you just use any sauce you want. I personally use the Chipotle ranch, and you just squirt it on there with some bacon and brown sugar. You just take a big yomp out of that burger, just straight. Perfection.
We're far from the shallow now.
What
is wrong with us?
Right.
I mean, right now, those harmonies were kind of on point.
It was kind of good. I was like, let's go.
We ate.